John chapter number 15. And don't forget to stay with us after service today and just spend the afternoon celebrating with our graduates as we just honor them as a church and as their church family. And let them know that you're excited for them and excited about what's happening. We got plenty of food. And looking at the crowd this morning, I know we got plenty of food. Amen. And we just decided to have a good old-fashioned picnic and just treat the day like a homecoming and just spend some time in fellowship with one another and with our young people and others that have graduated. You're going to... it's not often families get a chance to get together anymore. Amen. And it seems like it's getting harder and harder for church families to get together and spend time together. And it's just be a great time to do that. Now, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, there's somebody that just blew my mind. I'm torn between preaching three different, I told Jimmy this morning, I'm torn between preaching three different messages this morning. They're all geared to our graduates. But I'm preaching a message for a graduation service this evening at a Christian school, for a Christian school. And, you know, I hate preaching the same message twice. And it's not so bad if someone hasn't heard it before, you know. But when, you know, they got to hear it in the morning, then they got to hear you preach the same message again. And I'm still torn about what God wants me to preach. Yeah, and of all Sundays for Mary Haynes to be in Charlestown, she comes this morning. Amen. So she's just blowing my thoughts and my plans, and we're going to try to stick to what God wants us to do. Amen. And really torn about preaching, but I believe this is where God would have us to be this morning. And if you found John chapter 15 and can stand with us this morning as we reverence and honor the reading of God's word. John chapter 15, verse number 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it might bring forth more fruit. Now are ye clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Brother Jim Cato, would you take us this morning to the throne of grace? You may be seated. Jesus said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. He said, but you need to abide in me. And that's something that we find it becomes difficult in our lives at sometimes. And graduates, I want you to listen. I want you to listen closely to God's word this morning, to what Jesus is trying to tell you and what Jesus is saying to you. This is Jesus speaking. He said, I'm the true vine. You're the branches. And unless you abide in me, there's no fruitfulness in you. There's nothing in you that is going to prove bountiful and fruitful in any way. You need to stay connected. You're getting ready, the teenagers that are here, to go into the world and face some realities that you haven't been made aware of, some realities that you haven't had to deal with, some realities that have always been sheltered from you because your parents have kept some things from you. Now it's time, as you enter in, that you start seeing and you start facing and you start dealing with some of these realities. And as you deal with the world and as you deal with realities, it's easy to falter and it's easy to fail and it's easy to come crashing and burning down and find yourself in a place that you never thought you could get to. But if you stay connected, it makes a difference. Jesus said, unless you abide in me, unless you stay connected. I want to preach to you on this thought this morning. Stay connected. Amen. Stay connected. You need to stay connected with your relationship to God. You need to stay connected to your church family that will nourish you, will encourage you, will help you, and will be here for you. You need to stay connected with those who uplift and who promote the principles and the things of God. If you want to see who you're going to become or what you're going to become, look around you at the people that are surrounding you, the people that you are with in your life from day to day. You will rise or you will fall to the level of the people whom you choose to surround yourself with. But if you stay connected and stay in Christ and keep those godly people around you, you will have a godly influence in your life, and your life will become a godly influence for others. Stay connected. Here's 3 points that Jesus brings out about the vine that's very important for you to grasp, and I want you to get a hold of that you might stay connected. In verse number 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine. I want you to know something this morning. There is only one true vine. The world has a lot of things to offer you, but only Jesus can offer you truth. The world has a lot of things that they promise you, but only Jesus can promise you life. The world gives you hope in many things and many circumstances, but only Jesus can give you hope that is eternal and hope that will last and hope that will stand when the world is destroyed and the world's on fire. Amen. The Bible tells us that the time is coming when this world will be destroyed, and all the things of this world are going to pass away. The only thing that's going to matter, the only thing that's going to last is what Jesus has told you and what Jesus has promised you and what Jesus has given you. In Isaiah chapter 5, the prophet writes, now I will sing a song to my well-beloved, a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it. And he also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. He says, what could have been done more to my vineyard that I've not done in it? Jesus said, I'm the true vine. God has given you the opportunity to know truth and to know the true vine. He sent his son into this world when the world had rejected his law, when the world refused his will. Israel was that vine that had been planted. Israel had been dressed and had cared for and had been walled about. Israel could have been fruitful. Israel could have been the place where God's blessings emanated from. But they chose to choose the world instead of choosing God, and the Bible says they brought forth wild grapes. In other words, they rebelled against the will of God. Amen. You can rebel against God if you want to, but you know what he said? He said he would tear down the wall. You know what he said? He could take and remove his protection from you. You know what he said? They're not going to prosper. Because he don't want the wild grapes. He wants your truth. He wants you to stay connected. He wants you to be what he wants you to be. He's offered you more than what he's offered Israel. He planted the vineyard. And he said, what more could I have done? Man has faltered and man has rejected God. And what more could he do? I tell you what he did. He sent his son. To die for you. He sent his son to give his life for you. He sent his son, the true vine, the only means of life. He sent His Son, the true vine, the only means of truth. He sent His Son, the only way to heaven. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You're not going to get saved by religion. You won't live by religion, but you can live, and you can be saved, and you can know life if you stay connected, amen, to the true vine. This world has all kinds of philosophy. This world has all kinds of religion. You even have your own ideologies. But if they're apart from the true vine, they're meaningless. I know you all got plans for your futures. Teachers and nurses and firefighters and whatever. You've got your plans for your futures. But make sure that your plans are in a place where you stay connected. A place where you stay, where you're going to get nurtured and fed. A place where you're going to be strengthened and can grow in that true vine. I am the true vine. I don't care what so-and-so tells you. I don't care what the world offers you. I don't care what education holds out before you. Apart from Jesus, it's meaningless. Apart from Jesus, it won't do anything for you. You can have the greatest titles. You can have the greatest fame. You can have everything that the world, and I'm here because you're all right here. Hey man, I'm not preaching to any individual. I'm preaching to all of you, especially our graduates, our teenagers. You can have everything that the world tells you that you can have. But apart from Jesus, it has no meaning whatsoever. It might impress people in this present world. But one day, if the Lord tarries His coming, they're going to lay your bones. You're going to lay your earthly tabernacle, your remains in the ground. And you'll stand before a thrice holy God. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this to judgment. Little Sam, we used to have the plaque in our bedroom just as you walked out the door. He said, just one life, 'twill soon be past, and only that which is done for Christ will last. That is so true. Irregardless of titles, irregardless of your position, irregardless of your fame, the only thing that will matter when you stand before the Lord is, has the blood been applied? And have you told others about Jesus? Jesus said, I'm the true vine. I'm the true vine. Stay connected to the true vine. Stay connected to Jesus. But then look at what he says here in verses 4 and 5. He says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. There's only one means to be fruitful and profitable in your life. I know there are millionaires and there are billionaires that live their lives apart from Jesus. There are rock singers and there are actresses. There are country singers and there are musicians and everybody else that has wealth and fortune and fame. But their lives are meaningless. They drink themselves to death trying to find happiness. They drug themselves to death trying to find happiness. They're looking for everything in this world that can make their life have meaning. And apart from Jesus, they can't find it. Jesus said, unless you abide in me, you can bear no fruit. The only way that your life will ever produce something that is meaningful to you, something that will satisfy you, something that will encourage and help you, is to abide in Him. Folks, stay connected. This message isn't just for the graduates. This message is for all of us. We try to live our lives apart from God. and wonder why our lives have no meaning. Wonder why our lives feel so empty. Wonder why our lives just feel like we're just going through the motions of living and there's no fulfillment, because there can be no fruitfulness apart from abiding in the vine. Amen? Jesus said, unless you abide in me, there's only one means to bring forth fruit. That's to abide in him. Amen? That's to stay in him. Put Christ first in your life. Amen. Abide in him. You realize that apart from the vine, without being connected to the vine, there can be no fruitfulness. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Put Christ first in your life. Amen. Make Christ first and foremost in your life. Keep Christ first and foremost in your life. Keep Christ where he needs to be in your life. Abide in him and let the life that you now live, this life that you're going out into the world to experience and to examine, be a reflection of Christ in you. Man, I don't know. Should I just shut the Bible and go on home? Is it falling on deaf ears? Christ says, apart from me. Apart from me. You can bear no fruit. Make him first. Make him foremost in your life. Learn to humble yourself. Learn to realize you don't have all the answers. Learn to realize you don't have all the ability. Learn to realize that you're really not all that in a bag of potato chips, no matter what mom and dad have told you all your life. Because when you get out into the world, you're just another squirrel trying to get a nut. Amen? And when you ride down the road, you see them flattened all the time. Amen? And I had two the other yesterday. I was riding, I thought for sure I was going to get one. You know, and then one turned around, and I thought the car coming the other way was going to get them. You know, squirrel just trying to get a nut. Amen? Just trying to store up, just trying to have something. But the car don't care when it runs over you. The world don't care when it dashes your dreams. The world don't care when it flattens you like a pancake. And you become spiritual roadkill. Don't start, Pam. On the road of life, it's the truth. You're just somebody else out there. You're just someone else trying to make it through this life. We might think you're great. We might think you're special. But to the world, you're just competition. To the world, you're just another problem that has to be dealt with. To the world, you're everything but important. But in God's eyes, you are so important that he sent his son to die on an old rugged cross for whosoever will. To the world, you might just be another squirrel, but to Jesus, you're his favorite nut. Amen? Amen? To the world, your life means nothing, but to Jesus, it meant everything, and it means everything. Stay connected. Moms and dads do what they can. And Jesus goes on a little bit here later in chapter 15. And he tells you how much he loved it. In verse 13, he says, greater love hath no man than this, than that a man lay down his life for his friends. How many people love you enough to die for you? How many people love you enough to give everything they had and everything they are for you? How many people do you know that would have what Jesus had in the glory world and give it all up to die on an old rugged cross? That you wouldn't have to die and go to a place called hell. That you wouldn't have to split that place wide open, but that you could walk into heaven knowing that the blood of Jesus, the sacrifice of God's only Son, has satisfied the debt of sin that you owe. Jesus said, apart from me, you don't have that. Apart from me, you can have no fruit. Apart from me, you can have no life. Realize who you really are. Peter said, likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Until you realize that you're nothing outside of Jesus, you can never be anything. Amen? You can never be anything. You might be a millionaire, but apart from Jesus, you're nothing. You're just another soul bound for hell. You might have the greatest title, but apart from Jesus, you're just another big name on your way to hell. Stay fruitful. Stay fruitful. Stay connected. Amen? Verses 6 to 8. Jesus says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. There's a grave danger in not staying connected. Amen. And many, many people have gone into the world and lost that connection and found the reality of what being disconnected really means. Verse 6a, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. He becomes unprofitable. He's cast forth. If the branch abide not in me, it is cast forth. It has no use. It can do nothing in and of itself. It's cast forth. And is withered, has no spiritual unction, no spiritual direction any longer. Become dried up. See, when you get disconnected from your church, when you get disconnected from the Word, when you get disconnected from the Savior, you wither away. Stay connected. He said, men gathered him and cast him into the fire. Useless spiritually. They're scrap. Apart from Jesus, your life becomes shipwreck. Apart from Jesus, your life becomes a train wreck. Apart from Jesus, your life becomes meaningless and useless. Verse 7 says, if you abide in me, a lot of people say, well, I pray to God, and I ask God, I pray to God, I pray to God, and some people get mad because God don't answer their prayers. Well, my loved one was sick and I prayed to God and this happened and I prayed to God and God didn't answer the prayers and God didn't do it. Well, there's some stipulations to having power before God. He says, if you abide in me, if you stay connected, you'll find that you have power in the throne room. If you stay connected, you find that God does hear your prayers. If you stay connected, you find peace in knowing that God is still in control. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. If we don't stay connected, our lives give no glory to the one who created us. Our lives give no glory to the one who sustains us. Our lives give no glory to the God of glory himself. If we don't stay connected, our lives glorify the deceiver. Our lives glorify the tempter. Our lives will glorify the one who wants to destroy us and tear us down. Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. My life has to be such as it gives Christ the glory, as it exemplifies Christ, and as it shows forth Christ, as it gives honor unto the Son, it gives honor unto the Father, it gives honor unto the Spirit of God, it gives honor unto God in everything that we do. Amen. And the only way that happens, dear friends, is if we stay connected. Stay connected. I can't think of any better advice as your pastor that I can give every one of you. Stay connected. I have some of you that have been out of school for years, and yet your life is a mess, and you come and you begin to pour your heart out, and you begin to tell me your problems, and the problem with your life is you didn't stay connected. Amen? Sometimes we find ourselves in places where we never dreamed that we would wind up. How did we get there? We didn't stay connected. Amen? We lost the joy. We don't find joy in serving the Lord anymore. Why is that? We're not connected. We don't get excited about going to God's house anymore. Everything else has more purpose and more excitement to it. To us, why is that? We didn't stay connected. I went into the world and I went into the reality of adulthood. And I don't know how I got to where I am and how I sunk so low. Because you didn't stay connected. Pastor, I'm struggling with the reality of the world and what's going on. I don't understand religion. I don't understand this and I don't understand that. It's because you're not connected. Brother Jim, Sister Mary, get a song. This morning, I want our young people, our graduates, to know it's important to stay connected. And maybe you're here this morning and you're not connected. You're not ready to face the reality of the world because you're not connected to the true vine. You're not connected to the source of fruitfulness. You're not connected to give God glory with the life that He's given you. I encourage you to come. You can take care of that this morning. Maybe you're here this morning and your life is a shambles because you know this morning you've not been connected for some time. And you realize that the problem in your life isn't the church, it isn't the people, it isn't the things around you and the people that you're dealing with outside of the church. It's just because you're not connected. And this morning you can get connected. Amen. Maybe here this morning you say, I've never been connected. I got good news for you. You can get connected. All you got to do is ask Jesus into your heart. As we stand.